Well, we're into that festival time of year right now. Of course, Salisbury Fall Festival is coming up, but also the Pine Plains FFA. Their fantastic ag fair is coming up the 5th and 6th. And this year also included with that celebration, the Pine Plains Memorial Hall, which has construction going on, is going to be involved also as well. We'll start off, though, first of all, at the school. We've got Stephanie Rhodes, Future Farmers of America, with us. Stephanie, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And for, of course, the Pine Plains Memorial Hall, back on Robin Hood Radio, is Brian Keeler. Brian, nice to speak to you.
Always good to speak with you, Marshall. Thank you.
All right, well, we'll talk about the Ag Fair. I first got involved at the Ag Fair, seems like 100 years ago, with Dave Teeter.
Oh, great.
And so I know a lot about it, but it's a great fair. It runs for 2 days, with Friday and Saturday. Saturday has more of the parade and stuff like that. But let's talk a little bit about the Ag Fair for people outside the Pine Plains area that are not really aware of what type of event this is and what you try to accomplish with it.
Sure. Our Ag Fair kicks off on Friday, October 5th. That day involves different student exhibits where kids can enter everything from vegetables to baked goods to all things agriculture. Students also have the opportunity to bring livestock to the school, so some of them will show things like poultry and rabbits or even guinea pigs. And then we have a very unique piece to the Ag Fair that starts on Friday, where fourth and fifth grade students have been learning the last few weeks to show livestock through way of local farms that volunteer their time to teach kids and host them after school. So those kids will have their first day of showmanship on that Friday. We have some dairy calves, and then we also have horses that are a part of the program. So our local area farmers are really involved with that piece of our Ag Fair.
Now, also, it concludes at 3:30 in the afternoon. You have the weigh-in for the lawn tractor pull.
Yes, correct. So that afternoon, we have a lawn tractor pull followed by our annual roast beef dinner, which serves as a fundraiser for our FFA group. It's a great community event that a lot of people come out to.
And the roast beef, by the way, there's no admission. There's free parking for the fair. The roast beef dinner, by the way, the tickets are $15, children $8, I can tell you right now, a couple of years ago, we tried to get tickets for that at the last moment, and it was sold out. So,
yes.
So get your
in
tickets.
In the past few years, we have sold out.
Yeah,
it's been a great dinner.
No, NASCAR Dave and I were left out in the cold a couple of years ago when we tried to go. And then on Saturday, of course, you have the real big part of the fair that starts at 9 and really goes well into the afternoon.
Yes. We have everything from a parade that starts at the Seymour Smith Elementary School at 9. That's where the lineup is, and the parade kicks off at 9:30. We also have tractor pulling. There's more livestock showmanship between the horses and the calves that kids have. There's a horse pull, and then in the afternoon we even have a pet show and cow pie bingo and just several other things happening throughout the day. All of our class and community groups come out and set up booths where they sell things and they inform the people about what they do, and it's really just an event centered around the community.
And Pine Plains Homes Company even kicks in with a chicken barbecue.
Oh, yes. Yep, they'll be there with their chicken barbecue that also always sells out every year. So,
pretty,
get there early for that.
It's pretty amazing. So that's the Pine Plains FFA Ag Fair. Dave Teeter always used to call it the best little agricultural fair in Dutchess County. And it's the 5th and 6th. Now, with what's going on at Pine Plains Memorial Hall, I drove through Pine Plains for the first time probably in about 5 or 6 months the other day. Brian, and I see that construction has begun and is well underway.
It's pretty exciting, Marshall. We've been spending the last two or three years planning, getting all of our designs together, getting all of our permitting together, working with the state, and raising money. And we have finally broken ground on the project itself, and we are underway. And if you went past the building, you obviously saw that the new steel substructure for our front lobby has been erected, and we've done some excavation around the building and a lot of stuff inside the building, and everybody in Pine Plains is very excited about it.
Well, it's such a prominent place within the town that for years has been overgrown and overlooked. And that's why when you folks first started talking about this, I just thought it was such a great idea to continue the town center part. What it's going to do to town center and for the area is pretty amazing.
Well, every kind of organism, a town, a person, an animal, it starts with the heart. And Pine Plains Memorial Hall sits right in the heart of Pine Plains. And it, for many, many years, for decades, it wasn't beating. And what we've tried to do is resuscitate it to bring it back to life so that the entire community can thrive and have a rebirth of economic rebirth and one of arts and music and culture and community. And we're so pleased to be part of the Ag Fair weekend with this event called Drinks and a Tour, which I'll talk about in just a second. But we're so pleased to be part of the Ag Fair event because we want to celebrate all things Pine Plains. Not only have we joined with the Ag Fair to hold this event, but we've recruited all the businesses in town to become supporters, and they're all gung-ho about our project. The event itself is what we call Drinks and a Tour, and it's the third one we've done. We haven't done one since 2016. But essentially, we're asking people at 3 o'clock, between 3 and 5:30 on Saturday, October 6th, to show up on the Stissinghouse Lawn, grab a beverage, and take a tour of all the work that we've done and are doing on the hall so that they can get an update, and I'll give them an idea as to what to expect and our timelines and all of that stuff. In the past, this event has always been incredibly popular because people are obviously very interested in what's happening in their town. But this gives me a chance to bring everybody up to date. Instead of with a PowerPoint slideshow, I get a chance to walk them through the building and show them what we're doing.
And the future is so open for the hall because the way you're setting it up and the way I look at your construction plans, it really becomes more than just a hall. It really is a community center that is going to be a multi-function facility.
That's correct. There's three floors on the hall. There's the basement, the ground floor, which will be dedicated to community activities. There's the first floor, which is the performing arts space, which will be used as such, and then we have the top floor, which is going to be subdivided and used for artist studios, classrooms, and offices. And one of the things that we want to make very unique about this particular center is that we want it to reflect the agricultural nature of where we are, and we are going to be working, hopefully, with the FFA and other agricultural organizations to marry arts and agriculture together, which should be an interesting marriage, and I'll be curious to see how we pull.
Well, once again, this all comes up during the October 5th and 6th Pine Plains FFA Ag Fair, which goes on at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School. And once again, don't miss on that the incredible roast beef dinner, which is Friday night at the high school. Tickets for that are purchased at $15 a piece, $8 for 10 and younger, and they do sell out. And then included in this whole weekend, which is great, is the Pine Plains Memorial Hall, their third Drinks and a Tour. It comes up on Saturday the 6th from 3 until 5:30 in the evening. And get a look firsthand, as you said. I like that, Brian. No PowerPoint for you. This is just actually a great way to come in and see what's going on inside as well as outside. So yeah. I want to thank you both for joining us today, and good luck with the Ag Fair. I know it doesn't need it because it's always so successful. And obviously, Brian, you're having much success with the Pine Plains Memorial Hall project. I just think that's so good for Pine Plains.
Thank you so much, Marshall. And I was at the FFA. I was at the Ag Fair last year, and they were cooking the chicken dinner right behind me. And it was everything I could do to go over and not tackle them and you all.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you both.